Get rid of this goddamn car.
I want to fuck bitches. I don't want to have ass cancer. You got to get angry. You got to find your humanity. And you got to start fucking bitches.
Mega faggot.
Andrew, would you say the word loudly for the judges?
Negus.
One more time?
Negus.
My brain is like oatmeal.
You know when you open the door to my room, a big old cloud of weed smoke be billowing out.
And I don't like her now. And the next thing I'm going to do is leave. So all of you.
That should be it.
Welcome to the podcast. We're going to cut all this out because I'm going to say the...
No, don't do that.
The
don't
Chinese
do that.
Word.
Don't say that word.
The Chinese...
The forbidden word.
In Chinese?
Kung Pao.
Kung Pao. Kung Pao. I feel like... Didn't we say that last time? Kung Pao was a slur.
No, you're crazy.
Okay, that is true. Hey, give me a light. What the fuck's going on here?
You don't get shit.
What the fuck's going on?
You don't get shit. You're my little fucking bitch boy. You're my little pookie bear.
Geegan left
Shut
on
up,
a trip.
Sissy Lala.
He left on a trip to go find himself, and he really has. He got a lot of confidence back, and we're proud to see him back.
What do you mean? I just left for 2 days and came back.
Yeah, you found yourself.
No, I didn't.
That's what you were saying off mic.
The only thing I found was like
Chinese Mike.
Yeah, I found out my actual like legal name is Chinese Mike. They lied to me at birth.
They found out my name was Chinese. Such a good-ass song. I fucking love Denzel Curry.
No, I guess I'll talk about fucking me leaving for 2 days.
Is there anything good there?
Huh?
Welcome to the podcast, by
what?
The way. They were just dribble.
Wake the fuck up, dude.
Wake up. I'm waking.
I know I'm foggy-headed, but wake the fuck
I'm
up.
Awoken. Are you foggy-headed?
A little bit.
Shut the fuck up and tell us about Vegas.
Well, I was drunk for 2 days.
That's nice.
And
that tracks with your genetic record.
Yeah. Whatever, fuck you. But let's see. Let me try to recall what happened in my stupor. I pretty much just got drunk in a garage like we do all the time.
Damn, sounds like vacation.
But then I went to the fucking bar. I went to Double Down Saloon.
Interesting.
Shout out to them for being 31 years old or whatever.
Does the age of the bar matter?
If it's not
150 or over, who gives a shit? This bar is old enough to drink. Hey, who gives a fuck?
It's a total shithole.
Yeah, because it's 21 years old.
You're gonna fucking put a hole in the couch. Hold
yeah, man. Oh, I'm prepared.
Take the ashtray, you it's fucking
fine.
Little slut. Anyways,
I can't spit anywhere.
Spit in my fucking general direction.
Your General Sal's direction.
Yeah. This is like a hardcore anti-Chinese episode.
What do you mean, man? My new name is Chinese Mike.
Okay. Well, let me get back to my fucking story, you fucking piece of shit. I went to Vegas for 2 days, got drunk. I almost threw up the first night.
Pussy.
I was smoking way too many cigarettes.
That's true.
And I think I had like an epiphany where I was like, I need to quit.
Mm.
I need to quit smoking cigarettes as I'm smoking a cigarette.
Oh, okay, yes. Well, that's good.
But then the second night I went to Double Down, they fucking had a show going on. So they had a band playing.
Really?
They had like a sideshow clown thing going on. And then they had a burlesque thing.
Mm.
And I was there with fucking, well, it was just me, but fucking there was like, this guy and fucking his dad, like a 22-year-old college kid and his fucking dad, and they're sitting there, and it was so fucking funny because I was like, God, this is like if me and my dad were a lot closer, and he took me out to a cool bar.
At a bar?
Yeah.
Yeah.
His dad was fucking trash.
He just said it was a shithole.
Yeah, it's a total shithole. There's graffiti all over the walls. All the tables are covered in stickers.
That sounds like your apartment.
No, it's like...
It's worse?
It's worse.
Wow. Holy shit.
But I love it there.
Wow.
I could live there.
You do live there.
In my mind,
essentially,
yeah.
Essentially, yeah. Wow.
In my mind.
Sorry, I'm still trying to process of how it's worse in your apartment. I'm still processing.
I'll show you pictures later. I'll show you pictures
of what, your apartment?
Yeah. Yeah. Of my apartment that you've seen and lived in for 6 months.
Yep. It is, I can't even put it into words.
No, but it was funny because his dad was trying to talk to me the whole time. And his dad bought me like two beers or whatever. And then fucking,
Hanging out with them? You like noticed?
Well, like they sat down in front of me across the table from me.
Was his gay dad trying to get him to buy you drinks?
No.
Oh, because that would have been kind of cool.
No, you're just delusional. Anyways. Okay.
That'd be kind of cool.
Fucking, his dad's talking to me about playing blackjack. And he's like, I just want to get a fucking royal flush. And then I'll quit playing blackjack for the rest of my life. That's all I want out of life. And then his,
that's
like,
such a good goal.
His son was like, fuck, why am I here at this fucking dirty ass fucking bar? Like, but then they got their signature shot called Ass Juice.
Ass Juice?
Ass Juice.
Wow, yeah.
And I guess the secret to that is that the opening bartender during the day or whatever like mixes a bunch of bullshit together and then throws it in the freezer and then they serve it and they call it Ass Juice.
Wait, what is it made of?
It's just a cocktail of random shit.
Oh.
Mind you, this is like a fucking, because you don't know what this place is. It's a fucking, like, dirty old, like, punk dive bar that's been in Vegas for, like,
ever. Because I'm young. I'm, like, I'm under 21. I wouldn't know what a bar is.
Yeah, you don't know what a bar is. You don't know what anything is. Yeah. I have to explain everything to you.
You're basically my older brother. And what an older brother to have.
I'm your older brother, even though I'm, like, a couple days younger than you.
You are exactly one day younger than me. I'm one day older than you. You were born. Well, maybe I shouldn't say that.
Anyways, you're a bitch.
when did we get into the good part? Was there a drag show?
There was like fucking a clown. Literal drag there was show. There was some clissy. There was some clown bitches some clown showing bitches their tits and shit. Yeah, they had a big fucking wheel that you would spin. And fucking.
You sure Taylor Swift wasn't just in town?
No.
Okay.
There was a big fucking wheel that you could spin, and it had a bunch of fucked up shit on it, like Staple the Clown, fucking
the person.
Yeah.
Staple the person.
Yeah, staple the like clown post.
You could pay to staple someone.
Yes, you take a fucking staple gun and you staple him in the arm.
Dude, Vegas is awesome. Should we move there?
Fuck no. I'm not moving to Vegas.
Why not?
I hate it there.
But then you could fucking staple bitches. I would honestly love to staple. So I stapled myself on accident one time.
Yeah.
Because I was trying to reload the stapler, like as a meme. I was like reloading it. And then I hit myself. Because
you have autism?
And then I hit myself in the wrist at a friend's house. And he's calling me a dumb fuck. That took a while to get it out, to be honest. It was pretty deep. Yeah. It like literally stapled.
But they were doing that. And then there was like, they had a dildo fucking, or a vibrator race. So the chick laid down like with the track. Like she put her feet up on the stage and laid down below the stage. And fucking had this like little racetrack, and they put three vibrators on it to race down the track, and they all had fucking names. It was like, Little Miss Something, and fucking
Jesus.
Like each dildo had a name, and then there was one called Grandma's Helper.
Wow!
And me and this fucking dude
Holy
are like
shit.
Yelling at each other like across the bar, like fucking, like I'm like, go Grandma's Helper. It's like this black vibrator.
Dude, I mean, this sounds like you like visited Harvey Weinstein, his apartment in Vegas. You like visited his apartment, his complex, and then he's like, "Yeah, we put the dildos in the pussies here.
We put the dildos on a racetrack and let them go round and round.
We put the dildos in the pussies. My last name is Stein.
But no, me and this guy are fucking yelling at each other, and I'm like." Go, Grandma's Little Helper, and fucking the dude's like, no, fuck you, Grandma's Little Helper, like back and forth the entire time.
Jeez.
I lost, by the way.
Yeah.
I lost $20 on that race.
What? Oh my god, they gambled on it.
No, but
you're such a fucking lying piece of shit. I can't be fucking friends with a liar, dude.
But then like but like they gave us all.
I bet money on the dildo.
It was a free show. It was a free show, and they gave us all like tickets.
Who the fuck would pay money for that show? Who would pay money for that show?
I don't know, motherfuckers
you?
That like shit like
the
that.
Guys that look like you.
Anyways, anyway. Fucking yeah. But I thought my ticket got called. I go up and like,
were the women hot? Were the women hot that were fucking getting
what?
Posted like things shoved in them in a race?
There was nothing getting shoved in anything.
What was I need to break this down. What was the race? Was it the vibrating dildo down a hill?
Yes, pretty much.
Okay.
It was like they took a piece of like a.
It was
wood.
The dildo derby.
Yeah.
Is that what they called it?
It's kind of like a matchbox car race.
Yeah, a derby.
Yeah.
Yeah, a dildo but derby. It's
three fucking vibrators down a track.
Damn.
Three fucking vibrators down
Vegas,
the track.
Vegas, man, Vegas is something else, man.
That's it's a fucking else. Magical place that it's I would never want to live in.
That you never want to be in or live in.
Damn,
I can't believe you know people that live there. Right. Respect to those guys.
But
respect to the
there was that. There was the stapling. There was the fucking clown burlesque shit. I saw some tits.
Wow, nice.
Because they had a thing on the wheel that was like, spin the wheel, and then the guy like got show your tits. So he flashed the crowd, and then like he turned around to the like mime bitch that was there, and she fucking pulled out her tits.
Yeah,
and then fucking they like bumped tits or whatever.
That's kind of nice.
They made their nipples
kiss. How were the tits?
Her tits were pretty sick.
Yeah, I mean it was like the first time you've seen one, right?
Yeah, it was the first time I've ever seen boobs in my life.
Yeah, it probably was pretty exciting.
Yeah, I've never seen boobs like that in my life.
God,
in fact, I've never seen boobs ever.
Yeah.
I don't even know what boobs are.
Yeah, because your mom ain't
define
got
a boob.
Your mom ain't got no tits, that's for
define
sure.
Define a boob.
Define a boob. It's you. You're a boob.
It's spelled J-A-V-A-N.
How about boob as an insult? Just to be a boob. What the fuck is that? People call people boobs.
You're a boob. Someone, that's how you spell
someone,
boob.
Someone like unironically called someone a Steeler the other day. Like, you're don't be a Steeler.
Don't be a Steelers fan, maybe?
I love fucking like recess insults. Like, you're a Steeler.
You're being a sissy boob. Lala. That one's my favorite.
Sissy Lala. That is
if
a good
we're gonna
one.
Go like playground fucking
yeah, playground insults.
You're a sissy Lala, and then you get a brick thrown at your fucking head.
Because I worked
way.
With this like kind of in the closet gay guy, and he literally like again unironically called someone like a peepee head. I'm like, this guy's great. He's like a Russ player. He constantly makes pedophile jokes, but he's just obviously gay. I mean, maybe he's I should positive. Just say maybe I should just say his name on the show. No one listens to this, but yeah, his name was it was a good one. His name was Oliver Anthony. I work with him. He's just like this kind of twinky gay guy.
Wait, do you work with him like recently, or is this in like?
That's not his real name. Fuck nuts.
Well, I want to know how recent this is.
You know who Oliver Anthony is, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you?
Your mom.
All right. Well, yeah, he's a gay guy. I think he's trying to fuck me, to be honest.
This is your roommate back in fucking shit town, right?
Nobody's gonna know who this is. I didn't use his real name.
No, I know you didn't use his real
name.
Okay,
you dumb fuck. Yeah, his name was...
Shut the fuck
you
up.
Know his name, you know what his name really was? I'll say the name. I'll say the name right now. He's a gay man. His name is Chinese Mike.
Say it one more time so people know who Chinese Mike
first
is.
First name, Chinese. Last name, never mind. Well, anyway,
hey,
we're
yo,
moving on from that.
Actually, we're getting fucking canceled because of your dumbass and your fucking dumbass
no,
actions.
No, I'm not dumb. Dude.
Listen,
I'm
dude.
Friends
listen,
with
dude.
I'm friends
we're riding
with,
the line right
I'm
here.
I'm friends with one of those.
We're riding the line right here.
Canceled.
I haven't eaten all day.
I'm like sitting on an empty bag that you just plowed.
Yeah, of like four tacos. Dude, I fucking didn't eat all day.
Wow, really?
I woke up.
Why are you eating Vegas, you shithead?
Because I'm fucking dumb and I'm broke.
They have actually fun food there. You could have gotten like Cane's. So you come here to eat at fucking Burger King?
Well, I technically got up at like 3, 4 o'clock today.
Yeah, right. That's when things close in Vegas.
Yeah, but I was just like, I want to get the fuck home. I just want to go home.
who in Vegas gets Thanksgiving off? Like, how would you even defend yourself? Like, yeah, I get Thanksgiving. What? You're going to spend time with your family
what?
In Vegas?
You have a fucking wife and kids? You work in a restaurant.
Yeah. You're doing worse than I am. What do you
I
mean
wonder why
there
was a fucking strike going on up there.
Is there?
There
Did
was.
You join it? Did you get in that line?
No, because I don't fucking live in Vegas.
Well, you should, in solidarity with the you know
the line the cooks.
They actually have a pretty big union there. I heard the culinary union
the
there.
Fellowship
big.
Of the Line Cook.
Mm-hmm. Listen, we don't need to rehash that one. I already see that one going somewhere.
They just riot in the street and they fucking take over Gordon Ramsay's restaurant and fucking kill him. They rip off that big ass like Hell's Kitchen pitchfork and fucking lash it to him like he's Jesus Christ on the cross. They're like, there's your fucking lamb sauce, Ramsey. Yeah. There's your lamb sauce.
In today's news, the citizens of Las Vegas gambled on how many arrows Gordon Ramsay could take in his spleen before he died. Yes, they still have arrows in Vegas. It's very barbaric.
Yes, they're kind of weird desert gross people.
Yeah, we should have castles. We should legitimately have castles here in the U.S. Why don't we?
The castles in America are skyscrapers.
No. I mean literal castles. Like I want like
an Irish, you know, people fucking...
whose name is Mortimer, and like I declare that thee have a tiny
pussy. Oh, you want some like old timey fucking like?
Yeah, like I want like bows and arrows, and I mean people are talking about like the Second Amendment with guns. Bring bows back. Start killing people.
Just bring back fucking compound bows.
You know? Did you ever watch The Arrow? Did you ever watch the show The Arrow?
No, because it sucked.
No, because yeah, I'm referencing it because of how quick he can shoot the bow. I want to see like a shooting with a bow, like a mass shooting with a bow.
How
cool would that guy be?
Javen, the closest you'll get is a homeless man high on fucking, like, fucking what? Whatever is popular these days, bath salts.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like in a standoff with the cops and he's got a fucking bow down on Skid Row.
How do you not root for that guy, though? That's my question.
Oh, I'm definitely putting money on it.
If you put that on TV...
I'm putting money on the fact that he's going to get shot.
You're gambling.
Yeah.
How many trans people are going to get killed in this bar tonight? I say 13. 20 on 13.
Yeah.
You know, that's going to be next. Vegas is going to start gambling. Like, what American city is going to get shot up next?
Yeah. When's the next mass, like, fucking shooting? And what are we going to gamble on?
What color is the guy who did it?
They hear about it and they're like, okay, what's the estimate? They're gambling on what the estimate is.
Yeah.
It's kind of like, here's a jar of fucking like jelly beans. Guess how many jelly beans are in the jar.
Right.
Well, you know, and guess how many jelly beans or some sort of minority or something.
The fucking green jelly beans, a fucking minority in this world.
Yeah. Guess how many green jelly beans.
They don't have characters like the M&Ms do. Never mind. But, colors. You know how sports betting works, right? They get hyper specific with the bets because you can't just bet on who wins or loses. It's very hyper specific. So I'm saying, like I'm going to bet that the next shooter that's going to appear in CNN, his first name's going to be like Oliver. His first name's going to be Oliver. He's going to be a black guy and he's going to have a bow and arrow. And I bet $1,000 on it. Yeah, it's got to be specific. We could do
this. That's crazy. We could set this up.
Let's do it now.
And now let's go into our first sponsor.
Don't say their name. They haven't paid us any fucking money yet. You can't say the name.
I'll go back and I'll edit that out.
Good. They don't deserve it.
I'll put in like a...
Listen,
I'll put in like a monkey screaming over that.
Yeah.
That'd be fucking.
Or a couple of gunshots. Yeah. Stay on theme.
A couple gunshots. A monkey with a gun.
Wow.
A monkey with a gun. I'll find a monkey with a gun sound effect.
AKA Rogan in his backyard.
Or I will make one.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah. Yeah. Rogan in his backyard, but instead of a gun, it's a bow and arrow.
Should we go shooting and record it and use it for the show?
What, some like dumbass B-roll footage of us like with guns out in the desert?
Yeah. And then I got a shirt that says, I'm true, I'm blue, and I'm ready to blow or something like that.
I'm fat, I'm dumb, and
it can't be realistic. Come on, man. What are you gonna
do? I'm skinny. I'm
straight
and
I have normal hair and I'm fucking a cis. I'm a cis
woman. Oh, I've got blue eyes.
Should we get shirts that say I'm trans, deal with it? Just walk around
and then
town.
And then quotes, it says like transatlantic or transformer.
No, I mean like ironically wear like a very aggressive, like liberal shirts. It's going to be kind of funny. Like, I don't have any guns and I don't want any. And then it's just a picture of like, you know, I don't know, Bernie Sanders sucking Kamala Harris's cock.
It's like a photo of the Decepticons shaking hands with like the president of the United States. It's like that fucking, stupid ass like conspiracy theory photo of like, I think it was like Nixon shaking hands with an alien or whatever.
Oh,
you've seen
yeah,
that, right?
Yeah, I think so.
It's like that, but it's like yeah, Joe Biden shaking books. Hands with fucking Megatron.
See, I'm a liberal who hates guns. Dealer. It just shows Megatron.
Yes.
Well, you know those like 2000s era shirts that like came with a bonus like Game Boy with it?
Yeah.
Like that level of print on the shirt. That just says like,
oh my god, dude, I forgot they did that. They like had like t-shirt packs that came with like a fucking like it came with like headphones or
headset, yeah.
Yeah, some shit like that.
They came with Mighty Beans. They put a couple of Mighty Beans in the shirt.
Dude, that was a different time.
Yeah, where parents would spend three times extra on a shirt just so some kid can have something to put in his ass later.
It come with like a shitty little like MP3 player or something.
Yeah, it like never worked.
Yeah.
I don't think I ever got one. But when I got old enough, I was like, man, those things probably don't work. I was 21 years old when I said that. I was like, man, those probably don't work.
Huh? I think I got one at one point.
Really?
Yeah. It came like with like a green MP3 player or something.
Could you load like porn onto it or anything cool?
No, it was just like audio files.
Oh, right. It would just only accept audio files?
Yeah.
What about audio files of like two dudes grunting? Like, Mom,
I mean, you could do that.
Don't worry, it's Gears of War. It's not fucking gay sex.
It's just like 27 different files of Ram Ranch.
Yeah, listening to Ram Ranch. Go listen to Ram Ranch, by the way. It's good ass. Yeah. It's good ass music.
Shout out Grant McDonald.
Yeah,
that's we're just shouting people out.
I don't censor that one. I want to shout him out. More people need to listen to his shit.
Yeah.
And by shit, I mean literal. Like, listen to his shit. It's really bad.
Yeah.
But good. I mean, good. Sorry.
Wait, you listen to people's shit?
I do.
Is that like a weird? Weird fetish you have?
Have you listened to someone like take a poop?
No, because I'm not into that.
Yeah, you do. I mean, you lived with me for a bit.
The only time I listen to someone take a shit is myself.
No, I think I just.
And every time my ass rips, it's a baseline.
You just
told a
story.
It's a sick baseline.
You just, yeah. I took a shit sounding like an A. It sounded like A minor.
No, it's not. It's like a guitar baseline. Every time I rip ass.
Yeah, sure. Didn't you literally just say a story where you're like, yeah, no, I was like, spent the night in someone's trailer, and then he just took a big fat dookie.
Oh, when I went to Halloween,
mm-hmm.
when I was couch hopping.
Yep, you've literally listened to someone's shit.
Intently. You know what? You got me there. You got me there. You know, you're fucking.
I'm on it.
You're taking my story of what I did on Halloween this year, and you're using it against me.
The only
holiday that I celebrate is Halloween.
The real horror story is forgetting your fiber pills.
No, I think the real horror story during that is
chronic alcoholism.
Yes. Kidney failure, liver failure.
Livy Fairy. Mm-hmm.
Livy Fairy. I don't know that Transformer. Speaking of Transformers, I'm going to make a shirt that says
the name?
I'm Transformer in like parentheses.
It should be like I'm trans. Watch me turn into a Buick, and it's like watch me turn into a PT Cruiser.
I'm trans.
Yeah.
Watch me turn into a fucking Volkswagen VW bus.
If you were a Transformer, what car would you turn into? I'll answer for you.
Well, it doesn't have to
old
be just,
Chevy van.
It doesn't have to be just a car. It can be any vehicle, right?
What do you mean, not just a car, any vehicle?
It could be any vehicle.
But you want to be like a garbage truck? Or like
no,
a dump
I could
truck.
Be like a fucking, you know, 747 that went into the Twin Towers, perhaps.
Yeah, I'd love to see that Michael Bay movie. The Decepticons were responsible for 9/11.
Yeah, it's just Starscream flying into the towers.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's just like... he's just like, Megatron! I fucking blew up the Twin Towers. Saddam Hussein paid me $20 to do it. He dared me $20 to blow up the Twin Towers. That's why the Decepticons are so hated.
Yeah, Starscream actually, he doesn't go to jail for doing 9/11 because Bush told him to do it. He goes to jail for illegally betting on it, knowing he'd do
it.
Like betting fraud or whatever.
It was like George W. Bush was like, I bet you can't crash into those towers without dying. And Starscream's just like, wanna bet? And then he does it. And then he gets $20 out of that deal.
Yeah. And then Bush is like, what you did was horrible. I can't believe you cheated me out of that bet.
Yeah.
People have just been butchered.
This is the next Transformers movie.
The next Transformers movie.
What really happened during 9/11?
Transformers is coming. Coming to Israel 2027 to fuck your world up.
Yeah, because like everything that ever happened in human history is explained by Transformers lore somehow.
Yeah.
Dinosaurs extinct? Transformers. Knights of the Round Table? Transformers. Fucking 9/11? Transformers.
Megatron's like, wouldn't it be funny if we released a virus in 2020? Wouldn't that be fucking great?
Wouldn't it be funny?
Starscream.
Just him and Starscream are in like
Starscream's in like, a lab somewhere. I don't really want to wear a mask. And then he's like, fuck you, wear a mask. Yeah, I don't know where this is going.
I don't know what the fuck we're on right now.
I don't know. Remember in Transformers 2 where they like have egg sacs where new
Remember
Transformers
when Megan are born? Fox was relevant?
I jack off to her.
Regularly?
Nah, it's actually been a few years.
Exactly.
Billie Eilish is on my train right now. She got thinner. Still's got big ass tits, too.
No comment.
Anyway. Well, yeah, what have you been jerking off to recently? Anything Decepticon related?
Myself in the mirror.
How ballsy is it that they named them Decepticons as in like out of deceit? They're like, yeah, they're like deception.
I don't know, dude. I'm not going deception into the Transformers lore right now.
No, I know. But no, remember.
All I know is that fucking.
Seriously. Remember in Transformers 2 when, like, Megatron pulls one of the Transformers out of an embryo and, like, aborts it on screen?
No.
He literally does, like, an abortion on screen of, like, a little Transformers guy. He's like, and, like, steps on it. He's like, oh,
I feel like we need to sit down and rewatch all the Transformers movies.
Absolutely. Megatron's like, I fucking support abortion, bitch. I fucking support it.
Wait, who?
I don't know.
Megatron?
Who's the other one? Optimus Prime?
There's Optimus Prime, Bumblebee, Starscream.
Bumblebee. This is the worst radio show ever.
Okay, we're going to just list Transformers now. Transformers, list them off the top of your head.
They had a black one. That was really cool. He like turned into a Rolls Royce.
Oh, yeah.
No, he's a Mazda. It was a Mazda or something like that. Like a silver car. He's like, yeah, I'm fucking black as shit.
Who was the fucking dump truck or whatever? The fucking...
Megan Fox.
Yeah. She just turns into a dump truck.
Remember when Megan Fox was like, Michael Bay fingered me on set. And then he's like, all right, you're fired. Get this blonde bitch on. And then they like called her a cunt in the third movie.
Yeah.
They called her and she's like, yeah, she was a stupid fucking cunt. It was like a little
They had Starscream come back just to say that.
Yeah, basically. Oh, dude, that second movie was so fucking problematic. I don't know why I remember so much of it, but they had these two like Cholo Transformers.
Oh, with yeah. Gold teeth. Which was the one where they had like the samurai?
Oh, God, dude, I don't know.
Was the one where they're in the desert, right? It's like the third one.
Yeah, something like Fourth that. Fourth one. How many have they even made? Didn't they make they made like a rated R Bumblebee movie, I'm pretty sure. Or was that one just planned?
I don't know.
I think one
See,
of the,
this is how out of the loop I am with Transformers shit.
One of the twists, and like, I think.
Like, all I know is that, like, fucking the Decepticons, like, pretty much just did an Alderaan level event on fucking Transformers planet or whatever.
What a cruel planet. You think they fight about gender politics on that planet? Can we move there?
No, because they're robots.
But, I mean, wouldn't it be even more complicated? Like, what do you have? A transmission? I'm an e-vehicle. Yeah, when is
yeah, it's like they've got trans issues on. They've got transformer issues because they were formerly trans and now they upgraded to being electric.
I'm trying to save the planet. Dude, my name is Optimus
it's
Prime.
Such a stupid fucking concept. I'm a Tesla now. Of just like fucking robots in space that are vehicles, they're cars. You don't drive a car in space.
This is seriously the dumbest
and
idea.
And then they come to Earth and it's like,
I'm a fucking Buick now, bitch.
I'm a fucking Rolls Royce. I'm a dump truck. Yeah. I'm a dinosaur.
Although the first movie had some cool shit where they're like, they zapped a vending machine and there was like this, he shot like a bunch of Coke cans and pelting this woman to death.
Just kills some bitch with fucking,
he like literally killed
her. Coca-Cola.
It was, yeah, it was green soda, I think, but yeah.
So it was Surge.
Surge.
You remember Surge?
I'm gonna take over the planet with Surge. It's what comes out Autobots. Of our women bots.
We have to get all the Surge from the Decepticons. They can't drink all that cool 90s soda.
I feel like they should really just 100% sell out. Like every 45 seconds, like a product placement.
Yeah, it's like Autobots. We need to sell Coca-Cola.
Look, welcome the newest member of the Autobots.
They're selling
the
shit.
Red Bull van.
They're selling shit, but shit that like went irrelevant like 20 years ago, like yeah. Surge and fucking Dunkaroos or whatever.
Dunkaroos.
Bumblebee, yeah. Grab the carton of Dunkaroos. We need to take it to the AllSpark.
Yeah, just the most bottom base bullshit.
That way we can replicate them with the AllSpark and sell them and make profit.
Yeah. I want to see like a they should do Transformers PSAs. Like go vote or I'll fuck your ass, like kind of shit. like imagine a bunch of like Transformers in line for like an instant COVID test, and then one of them gets transformed.
Yeah, just a bunch of big ass robots.
So, yeah, like Ironhide comes out. He's like, "This is fucking bullshit. I want to kill." And he just starts shooting the other cars and shoots himself. And it's like,
what is this fucking Mandalay Bay shooting?
America Tourism
this
Board.
Is, yeah, this is how they.
Yeah, something. Like
this
that.
Is how they. This is a.
This is a tourism ad for San Francisco.
Dude, I've been locked. Listen, I don't know if I can do this anymore. I've been locked in the car for like 7 hours today.
This is why it's going to be the best episode. I don't think we're going to top last week's, though.
No.
We can't top it. Oh, my God.
Should I just edit in like 10 seconds of sound effects?
No, I think you should edit in the entirety of last week's episode.
Just be like, yeah, we're not funny anymore. We're just going to fucking, yeah. We're going to play reruns of this episode. We're going to bring up the first episode that we did every episode.
Yeah, we're just immediately, we're like, yeah, we don't even want to pretend that we have ideas. We're over. We're done. What if we just like take clips from like, just like random TV shows and put them in? Pad time.
Yeah, we're just,
I can only do 30 minutes.
We're filling it. We're filling the fucking
I can only do 5 more minutes, man. We gotta put in, you know, I don't know. I don't even know what show would be good.
We gotta run it like TV ads. But instead of TV ads, it's like old reruns of like TV shows that no one cares about.
Yeah. Brought to you by Michael Bay's
it's just
Rape
the
Dick.
Fucking, it's just the Hollywood Hillbillies like first 4 episodes on repeat.
Yeah, it's dinosaurs. We put in dinosaurs in the ad breaks. Whatever that show was. Was it called Dinosaurs?
Yeah, dinosaurs where they're like the family. It's like
yeah. One of them looks like a tumor.
How do I describe that show? It's fucking
it's a sitcom, right?
Well, it's a sitcom about dinosaurs or some shit like
boom,
that.
Boom, you just grabbed it.
But I'm like, what is it? What sitcom is it closest to? Like fucking I don't know, Roseanne with dinosaurs?
Yeah,
it's
I mean,
like
probably.
Roseanne with dinosaurs?
I haven't seen dinosaurs. Is that what it is? It's kind of, is it offensive as fuck?
Because
I remember Roseanne's show.
No,
was kind of
I feel
up.
Like it was more like family friendly or whatever.
Okay.
It's not like fucking the new Roseanne show where what? She's like, ah ha ha, fucking goddamn liberals are ruining the country. Ah ha ha. I've got a head injury.
Dude, she's amazing. I love her to death. Roseanne is awesome.
I would love to meet Roseanne.
Let me finish your sentence. I would love to fuck Roseanne. can we get her on the show and try to seduce her?
No.
Isn't she on like severe like medication?
Yes.
She's on like opiates.
Yeah,
and
she's on some shit. She rules.
She's like just smoking cigarettes. She's 90 years
Should
old.
Should we try to get you to meet Roseanne and then you try to swoon Roseanne?
Dude, I feel like I'm the kind of man she needs.
Yeah? You yeah. can fix her? You can fix Roseanne?
No, I'm hoping she fixes me. To be honest.
You're hoping she radicalizes you?
Yeah. She's like, you should be fatter. Yeah.
It's so funny. She has like no expression on her face. And she goes,
yeah, she's the closest thing to her own conspiracy. She's like, everyone's a lizard in politics. And she literally looks like a lizard. She's just like, she's basically a fucking chatbot.
Damn. We should just fucking have a week of where we just watch shit.
Isn't that called a life?
No, I don't watch TV. I don't consume media.
Oh, I'm watching TV. I was watching Mad TV last night, and it was, I don't know. It's okay.
Yeah?
That fucking Korean guy's in it. The cool Korean guy.
Which one? There's like 12 of them.
The guy who's kind of bumping right now. I don't know. He's got Bobby a couple Lee? Shows. But yeah, Bobby Lee. Yeah. Is that really his name?
Yeah.
Sounds like a racist name.
I think.
Did you just call this man a slur?
Yeah.
On the show? Wow. Goddamn. He's on it though. He's like young as fuck.
Like before he got fat?
Before he got like famous. Like that's where he started. That's where he started was Mad TV, I'm pretty sure, is Bobby Lee. Same with who the fuck else started there? Who's Key and Peele?
Yeah.
One of them, the one who's not making badass movies, the other guy. Not Jordan Peele. Key, I guess, whatever.
Oh, excuse me. Dude, shut up.
Damn, man.
I forgot how Bobby Lee got fired from Mad TV.
Wait, he got fired on Mad TV?
Yeah, hold on.
Oh, my gosh.
I don't fucking remember exactly what he did. I think he was, like, on drugs or something.
He's like, maybe we shouldn't make fun of gay disabled kids. And then they fired him?
No, he... I don't know. He was, like, fucking high on stage or some shit. And he, like, fumbled some lines. And they're like, dude.
Wow. So they fired him for, like, a decent reason.
Yeah. It was, like, during the second year of... His second year of Mad TV or some shit.
Oh, wow.
He fucking, like...
I didn't know he got shit canned. That's crazy.
He got shit canned hard.
Yeah. For calling Anthony Santino like
he said something racist.
A ginger.
About,
a ginger Mick fuck.
Asian people.
You ginger Mick fuck. And then Anthony's
that
like,
sounds like
gosh.
A crazy fucking McDonald's sandwich.
It
sounds like the
crazy
crazy the
wait
crazy Irish McFuck. That sounds like the
it's
like the Shamrock Shake.
Oh, no, not Mick.
It's like the Shamrock
ginger
Shake.
Mick
you go,
fuck.
Yeah. Come down and get your ginger McFuck with your Shamrock Shake this fucking this fucking leprechaun day.
I like how we turn entire like shitty cultures into like an item at McDonald's. Where like the Irish people get a day at McDonald's.
It's like the Irish people were impoverished by the fucking British and yada yada, etc.
Are the Irish even like we can make fun of the Irish, right?
We can make fun of whoever we want.
Well, I don't know about that. Oh, speaking of McDonald's, I found out one of my coworkers, their name is McDonald.
Yeah.
Yeah.
First name Ronald, last name McDonald.
Exactly, Ronald. Their name is Ronald McDonald.
Can't believe you. That's why you don't see him in ads anymore. He's working with you.
Fuck.
They shit canned him from
Holy
his own company.
Shit.
And now he works with you.
I sent in a Venmo request to one of my coworkers for $1,000. Like someone random out of the group chat. Because I didn't add anyone to my phone. It's just numbers. I literally like put in one of the numbers in Venmo and said, I want $1,000. Like did a request. And then the memo on it, it's like, I'm hungry.
You did that.
I literally did that. I can show you the memo.
I got to see this. You got to pull that up. I can't believe you just fucking in the group chat, the work group chat. You're just like, I'm hungry.
Yeah.
Request $1,000.
Yeah, well, there's the text it sent me.
Oh my god.
Let me pull up Zelle. Let's see if I got any cash. See if they say
they're like, is this like, are you like needing to, do you need to pay rent? Like, what's going on right now?
Was it, I sent it to someone in specifically. I sent it to someone in, let's see if I can go through history.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, activity. Here we go.
Request $1,000. I'm
like,
hungry.
I think it's like just one of my coworkers.
Like, there's no punctuations. There's three E's on this fucking hungi.
I wanted to make it obvious it was a joke. But I thought that was going to work with them tonight so I could, like, laugh
where's
about
the
it.
Where's the work group chat?
Oh, you're not allowed in it.
Dude, open it. Well, open up on your phone.
The I work think group I called chat. Someone a slur in it. No, I'm kidding. I didn't. Yeah, no, I put in, like, the gay emoji in there.
Yeah, it's like the two dudes.
Yeah, the two dudes with the heart. That's us, but we're that emoji.
You're that emoji. You're mm-hmm. both of those dudes.
That's fucked up. You think I'm gay with myself?
Yeah.
Wow. God damn.
Yeah, you touch yourself at night.
Well, that is true. I did sodomize myself at 16. I was fucking around and finding out. Some of these hairbrushes, like the handles of the hairbrushes, literally are like ribbed for pleasure. Like they're literally like,
dude, look, I know like they fucking look like they look like dildos.
This
dude.
Is homework for the audience. Look up any like hairbrush modeled for like quote teen girls. Most of the handles look like something you could stick in your ass.
Yeah,
it's like they do it on purpose. They,
I have a hairbrush like that, dude. It's ribbed for my pleasure.
My sister had this hairbrush. Now, don't tell her that I did this, but I did put a condom on and put it in my ass because it was perfect. It was perfectly sized for an ass. Honestly, the best anal fuck I've ever had was with my sister's hairbrush.
Please tell me that's not true. Please tell me this is an elaborate fucking lie. I'm gonna have to go home and fucking scrub my eardrums with bleach now.
Why? Because I tell the truth? Because I'm an honest man.
You know what? I do believe you. I do believe you. I do believe you. You're sick fucking Irish McFuck sandwich.
I've never cleaned something harder in my life. Because I just wanted to be respectful. Listen, man, it's worth it. The ends justify the means.
Was it okay? Describe the handle. Okay. You gotta go into depth now.
It was purple.
Okay, purple
and black.
And black.
And ribbed for my pleasure.
Was it like beaded?
I might pull a picture of it. Not of it in my ass.
Not of the hairbrush in my ass.
Keep it fucking down, dude. It's like, dude, it just for context, it's like 1 a.m. We're in my garage. We're gonna wake up our fucking neighbors.
Oh my god. I don't know if I could post this.
Why not?
I don't know. Because well, it's like good. I would have to. We gotta set up a Patreon now for that one. You gotta pay extra to hear this story.
Yeah, it's a good one. Black? No, I just typed in black and purple. No. Listen, I don't give a shit if anyone listens to this.
Okay.
I mean, who the fuck is going to listen to it?
Everybody.
Everyone you know.
Everybody.
Yeah, well, you know what, dude? People experiment. Get a fucking clue. Most of your friends probably...
Come on, be like Joe DeRosa who blew a tranny. Most of your friends... Skanks
Fest. Yeah, dude, exactly. Most of your friends probably put a toothbrush in their ass. It's fucking normal. I was like 17. I was
you know
a baby.
What? You know what? Every man has had their gay experience.
Yeah.
Whether they like to talk about it or not.
I mean, listen, man. You've probably kissed a boy once as a bit or something.
What?
Oh, I'm trying to find
oh,
it.
Oh, yeah. I've kissed my fucking guy friend.
I mean, obviously
it
wasn't gay.
It's not gay.
Unless you
it's
wanted
just
it
funny.
To be. It's just funny.
Okay. It's just funny. It's comedy.
I put both of his balls in my mouth, and he said I looked like a chipmunk, but it was just for a bit.
I sucked his dick till completion, and it was just for a bit. We were on stage. It's comedy, you know?
It's comedy. It's not
Damn. Gay.
This really is like the
it's
worst.
Just a funny thing that we did.
I'm trying to find...
I sucked him off till completion. He came in my mouth.
Yeah. I mean, like, if this isn't it, but, like, tell me that's not supposed to be put in your ass. Do you know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
that's so obviously,
yeah.
like, look up, everyone listening to this right now, look up, like, pink hairbrush. Tell me how many you could, like, put in a pussy. I want you to email me. Email me.
Email me. Yeah. We're going to set up your email. I'll edit it in at the end where you can send photos of your hairbrush to Javen.
Preferably in your ass to test
so
your
theory. He can get kind of a clue on, like, what he should get for himself for Christmas.
Yeah. Mom, I want a hairbrush. I know I already have one, but it's flat, and
Mom,
I got it
I want
Ross.
This specific hairbrush.
I really...
made by this specific company with this specific handle.
What's funny is it was like, it was cylindrical. I mean, not cylindrical. It was cylindrical, but like even. It wasn't like, it didn't bulge anywhere. It was like one diameter all the way up and coned at the end. It looked like the class model for like cylindrical tubes with a dome on top. It was like
out of a geometry book.
Yeah, and it had like fucking rib shit on the outside of it too, as like a grip handle so you could brush your disgusting hair. But I put it in my disgusting ass, and it worked great. Dude, I literally contemplated for like a week. I was like, fuck, this is fucked up. I don't know
if I want to do this. You've been contemplating this all week?
No. When I was going to do it as a kid.
I was like, you've been contemplating like telling me this all week?
No, I've probably told you worse.
But... You have told me worse, but that's fucking awesome.
Listen, we got to wait till we're actually making a couple bucks on this goddamn show before I share anything else. But, you know, I like stared at the hairbrush. I'm like, oh my God. Like, you can't, I've been, you know, fucking around with shampoo bottles. I can't be, you know, this is the next level up. But
I don't have a story to top that. Like, yeah, right now, I don't have a story to top that because I'm like, I'm dazed and confused over here. I'm fucking.
Yeah. I mean, actually, you have a couple.
I do have a couple.
Not as.
Not as disgusting as that, you fat pig, but.
Hey, I was hot back then. I was thinner back then.
Thinner as in 200 pounds fatter.
You knew how I looked like when I was younger. I was decent looking. You fucking asshole. That was a good one.
Then you had too many shamrock shakes.
Yeah, I had too many shamrock shakes, which are good. I like those.
Yeah. Oh, how far we have fallen.
How far we've fallen. Talking about sodomy story. This is the sodomy podcast.
Listen, you finish this episode. We've got 10 minutes left.
Wow, damn. I really ate up time.
Huh? Yeah. I don't feel like doing any work right now.
Well, don't worry, man.
I've done enough work driving myself home tonight.
A couple of my coworkers were getting mad at me because they're like, I don't want to give you any of the tips, like the pennies. I don't want to give you any pennies in the tips because you always throw them away. And I was like, well, yeah, fuck pennies. But no, I promise I won't throw them away this time. But hand them to me. Like, hand me the pennies. I'm going to put them in my pocket. And he's like, all right, fine. He counted them up, handed them to me. And I was like, you know, and I looked at him like, I'm not going to throw them away. And then I opened up his drink and put the pennies in his soda. And then closed the lid. And then the look of horror on his face as he realized that I was a monster was amazing. Like, by the time we were done closing, he's like, look at that, dude. The soda's like eating them. They're like bubbling up. I'm like, yeah, dude.
Yeah, dude, that's just like fucking acid.
It's fucking battery acid. I did you a favor. It's a health drink now.
You just fucking straight up just dumped coins.
It was like 10 pennies. Like in the glass in his soda. And I was like, what? I didn't throw them away. Oh, you want them? You could fish them out. How about that, bitch? You
can suck them on out of that cup.
Yeah, fish them out then, bitch.
Fish them out.
Yeah, that was a good one. I was a terrorist today. I really fucked with people.
Well, finding said job, so.
Finding insecurities, like making fun of people. You know, I didn't make anyone cry, but
yet
they were very mad at me. One of them was very mad at me because I kept accusing her of being homeschooled, and she was getting really mad at it.
Of being homeschooled.
I was like, man, you just look like your whole vibe is like you were homeschooled by like a Christian family. And she's like, no, I wasn't.
When she probably was.
I got I got all my coworkers on it. They're like, nah, dude, you look like you're fucking homeschooled. And she got, I mean, like more upset than I've ever seen.
Oh my God.
But don't worry, she paid me back by calling me ugly later. So
I think that's the best she could do, though. Call you ugly.
No, yeah, I mean, it's, oh, you think I haven't heard that before, you fucking clown? I told her I was verbally untouchable, and I'm fucking right.
Except when I call you the fucking war pig.
I love that. You got me all wrong there. I love war pig.
You didn't at first, and then you were like, actually,
I like it.
Actually, I like that one.
It's like, what,
you should get that tattooed on your fucking knuckles. War pig.
Actually, it would fit. It would fit on my knuckles. It'd be nice. That'd be cool. War pig. It's like when, you know, white people that owned property in the 1800s called black people some naughty things, and then they kind of took it in stride.
Yeah.
I am exactly like that. Dude, that is my
you're
life.
You're so hip hop for that.
I'm so fucking hip hop.
You're so hip hop for that.
I'm so fucking.
You're so R&B.
I'm so.
You're so jazz for that.
Kanye, Kendrick Lamar,
you're
Duckworth.
You're so bluegrass for that.
I'm so fucking country music for that, dude.
You're so sea shanty for that.
What was the fucking, you might have to say this because I don't know if I can, but what was the slur for, I guess, white women that pretend that they're native? I think it was WAP at first. The first is WAP, right?
W-A...
Oh, yeah.
Something. I'm not going to say it.
Well, it's a slur against white people. I think we can say it.
Can we?
It's a slur for whites. It's a slur for someone like my sister who thinks she's a fucking Native American.
Oh, yeah. Well, I guess like it is kind of like fucking...
But it is. It sounds meaner than it is, and it sounds like it's mean to natives. But it's actually mean against white people.
Yeah, it kind of sounds like a Native American word that's kind of a slur, and I'm not going to say it.
Yeah, all right, fine.
I'm not going to fucking
say it. If you can't say it, I can't even pretend to say it.
There's a lot of things that I like... We'll be like, yeah, I know, I can't say that. But
that is so not true. We've said it 700 times.
Well, that was in private.
Oh, man.
That's in private, like every other big time actor does. And then they get found out and canceled for it.
Yeah, no.
Which will happen to us one day.
I mean, oh, yeah, we're going to have successful careers and they're going to find out after 10 years, we found out they're incest. Yeah, no.
Allegedly.
They know that we're allegedly racist. Don't worry. I love my fucking my flim flams and shit. Where my flim flams at?
I've kind of checked out.
Because you're a fucking monkey. Pipe down.
Whoa.
I'll finish the rest of this podcast.
Whoa.
Speaking of slurs, Papa Murphy's, the new appetizer, is a slur for Italian people.
Oh yeah.
You know
the fucking,
about that.
The bread.
The bread.
I'll let you say it. Because you're closer to Italian than I am, I think.
The bread's called... it's called Sicily penis bread. No,
fuck you. No. It's garlic monkey bread.
It's garlic monkey. It is an Italian appetizer, and they called it garlic monkey bread.
This is now the History of Slurs podcast.
Welcome. Yeah, it's like the history podcast about like a state. It's like chapter one, before Arizona was even a state, but it's just for slurs.
Yeah.
Back in
1817, this term was coined for Sicilian people of certain descent in America.
Yeah. What's funny is even like the slur archive website, some of like the descriptions for it, it's like the description is self-explanatory.
Yeah.
They don't even have any history.
Dude, okay, let's talk about that for the last like 4 minutes of this.
God damn, you really are counting your minutes, huh? Jesus.
Well, yeah, I'm fucking...
I guess, yeah, we do have to clock out soon, huh?
Yeah, this is a job.
This
full-time
is...
job that we do,
do you
seven...
You want to say it?
What?
You want to say it? This is work. This is work.
And that's your, like,
this
DJ
is labor.
Tagline? This Anyways,
is...
we found the archive
yeah,
of slurs the other day.
Because
you were like, well, there's a dictionary for, like, every word ever. But is there one specifically just for slurs? You
that
looked
is,
it up.
I like how your brain just made up a bunch of shit to get it. We were like fucking around, and I looked up a slur, and then I found the website. It wasn't like I wonder.
Oh, is that how it unfolded?
Yeah, it wasn't a calculated like I wonder.
Oh,
if
I feel like it was pretty calculated.
No,
I feel like you just wanted to learn how to be better at being racist.
I think the point was to look up Polish slurs because I'm Polish. I was wanting to look up Polish slurs.
And then you decided to go to the Native
like,
American
oh,
tab.
Well, which was funny because you were sitting next to me. I was like, look how long this tab is. Look how long it is, Keegan.
Look at how long and strenuous someone worked really hard on this.
It feels so funny because like some of them, like most, a lot of them have a huge list of slurs. And then you go to like Polish or something like that.
Like
it's like
four.
Three. It's like because
you wanted to get those tattooed on your forehead and like wherever
yeah.
that's visible on your body, so you can't get a job ever.
Yeah, I want to get like the slurs aren't even good for Polish people. It's like Polak. Come on, I say that to everybody. I'm like, yeah, I'm a dirty Polak. Whenever anyone asks me what nationality I am, I'm like, I'm a dirty Polak and French Canadian, but we don't talk about that.
And Italian. And
no, I'm not.
Claim it all. You're Cherokee, I'm not, too. As your sister and mother would claim.
They're so funny. They're such white bitches. They're like, we actually 0.5% Cherokee. It's like, shut the fuck up. If that's true, you know what that means, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Holy shit. You know what that means, right? you know what that means, right?
Yeah.
Right?
How much am I getting paid for this?
How much you paying? I think I have a couple quarters in my pocket that I can give
really?
You.
Really? Thanks, man. You didn't even bring me a taco, you monkey.
No, I didn't. I got four of them, and I ate them all myself.
What'd you get, by the way?
I got the fucking crispy chickens.
Oh.
I got four of those cheap-ass crispy chicken tacos.
They literally put a dino nugget in a fucking taco shell.
Hey, but it's cheap, and that's what I've eaten.
Dino nuggets are like $5 for 40, and they're selling the tacos to you for like $1.
So?
It's still not even cheap.
Shut up. It's as cheap as I
could
get.
That's how bad the economy is.
It's as cheap as I could get in a fucking... In a pinch.
That is true.
And how desperate I was.
Hey, this podcast goes out to the fucker who needs to sell me his Xbox because he's a cocksucker. He hasn't texted me back yet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyways.
Some hyper-specific.
Yeah, just some... Listen, motherfucker. I texted you 7 weeks ago about an Xbox, and I'm still waiting for that response. I know you probably already sold it to someone else.
Mm-hmm.
But I want you to fucking just at least reply to me and say that you're sorry. I want an apology.
Do you know?
That's it. Do you and know if not, Austin... I'm going to continue throwing fucking eggs and slices of bologna on your car.
Do you know who Austin Evans is?
Yeah, I think so.
He's like the kind of like thinner, like twinky tech YouTuber. the guy I'm trying to buy this Xbox from, he basically... not only looks exactly like him, but also modeled his Xbox after one of, like, the, we're gonna fucking pimp the shit out of
God.
The Xbox. He's got, like, the plastic shit around it, like, the battery case. You put the controllers on it. Like, you've played it once. Why do you have all this shit? Yeah. What the fuck is it? I love you, man. Don't fucking take offense. But you look like Austin Evans.
And we're still waiting for a response. But if we do not get a response by the end of the week, we are going to continuously throw eggs and bologna on your car until the paint is completely removed.
Let's do the math on that. How long would it take to rip the paint off if we just threw bologna at it?
I don't know.
Depends on
a couple days.
Depends on how expired the bologna is.
It depends on how much bologna we have. Because I feel like if...
No, that's not an issue.
Well, there's two sides to a slice of bologna. You can get
are you double trying to get use economical
of,
with
yes,
this?
Yes. You can get double use out of one slice of bologna.
Imagine some like
but I don't know the time frame of like how long it has to sit on the car to ruin the paint.
I mean,
and if the bologna will dry out.
That's very true.
So maybe it is like a one time slice.
Honestly,
thing.
I'm just imagining some like retarded Italian guy in a car video being like, you need to get rid of your paint on the car. You got to get the fucking bologna. Bologna works great on the car. I got tons of it in the back and we're going to scrape it with the bologna.
We couldn't afford paint thinner, but we have 27 pounds of clown bologna.
Oh,
the clown face bologna.
This is authentic Italian bologna. We're going to scrub this car with it.
And then we're going to powder coat it later. Because we have the money to do that, but we don't have the money for paint thinner. That's out of our price range.
We're trying to soup up a fucking PT Cruiser. We're using the
bologna. We're trying to lift this PT Cruiser and make it look like a monster truck.
Look at real nice. With bologna juice. I want a bologna.
It's
going to
be the
car.
Newest Transformer.
Well, what the fuck even is the color of bologna? Like a pink? It's kind of a pinkish. I want a car
it's
painted.
It's like the color of this table.
Yeah, I want a car in that color. It's called the Mike Maloney Baloney Machine.
Yeah.
Yeah. You guys want more homework? Mike Maloney, the biggest gold seller scam artist ever, who talks about the Federal Reserve and how it's not a federal institution, like a fucking genius, all right? And anything else you'd like to add?
No.
Yeah.
I'm pretty, like... dead after today.
Yeah.
I drove a lot.
You carried a lot of last episode. I carried a lot of this episode. And
all right.
The people will vote.
They'll
on
vote
who we
and
need to
they'll
kill.
Say that I need to die because I'm useless and I suck. But more of that next Tuesday. That's it, folks. Now say whatever bullshit you want to say.
End it.
Okay.